We're doing the book of Iyov, and we're up to what's called the 31st chapter, the 7th Pasuk. And Iyov was describing how righteous he is, and how he was helpful to other people, and he says, if only God could put me on a fair scale, then he would know how whole I am. And we're up to Pasuk Zayin. We read the Pasukim with the Halabi tradition of the tunes, and then explain. Im tite ashuri mini hadarech. Yov says, if my footstep has ever gone off the correct path, ve'achar einai halach libi, has my heart ever followed my eyes? Chazal say, einaim sasul lalev. The eyes are like the messenger, the scout of the heart. They look all around. They see, what do I want? What do I desire? And the Iyov says, no, my heart controls my eyes. Did my eyes ever go after my heart? Uvchapai davak mum. And has I ever let any blemish stick to my hands? Have I ever let my hands do anything that was improper? If so, says Iyov, Ezra ve'acher yochel, then the lot that I deserve is that I plant my field and let others eat what I plant. Ve'tzetzai yeshorashu, and the plants that grow, ve'tzetzai are those that come out of me. It could mean my own children, or it could mean the plants that grow, like latzet, come out. Tzetzai, my coming out, literally, tse'etza is those that come out. Tse'etza'ai are my things that come out, which could mean one's own children or one's plants. So then my plants should be uprooted if I've ever done any of this of these improper things. Im nifta libi alisha, if I ever let my heart be taken for the love of a woman. Iyov says, have I ever let my heart be seduced, be attracted to a woman? A woman, obviously, other than his wife. Ve'im petach re'i aravti. And if I ever stayed like a person in ambush by my friend's door, Iyov is describing the way people who have love affairs behave. They stood parked on the side waiting to see the husband drive off to work, and then they come into the house. So Iyov says, have I ever stayed by my friend's door waiting, so to speak, in ambush? Titchan le'acher ishti. Then my payback should be for such a big sin that my wife should go and thresh the wheat of others by hand. Not for me, the way a wife usually helps her husband with the livelihood, but rather for others. And in Chazal, the word titchan, litchon is to grind. So the way they would grind is they'd have a pistol, they'd have that little bowl and a tool in which they would break the herbs or break down the seeds. So that's similar to the way a man is with a woman, going up and down. So that's why in the Tanakh vernacular, sometimes litchon, to grind, is a code word for having intimate relations. So titchan le'acher ishti, and the simple meaning means, let my wife grind someone else's wheat, ve'aleha yichre'u nacherim, and let others bow down over her, which means that she'll be raped or seduced to prostitution by other men, because everyone will see that she's short on money. But Chazal understood it that titchan le'acher ishti means that she'll be grinding with someone else is a word for saying she'll be intimate with someone else and they'll be bending over her. So Iyov says, if I ever allowed myself just to be seduced, if I ever let my heart be taken to go after someone else's wife, then let my wife be taken like that. Let my wife cheat on me. Let her go with lovers. But I've never even let my heart go. Forget my actions. Iyov says, I've never let my eyes go. My heart controls my eyes. ki hi zima vehu avon pililim. Yov says, because thoughts of promiscuity, thoughts of running after women is zima, is disgraceful thought, it's evil thought. And that's a sin that deserves judgment. A person should be judged if he's going off with a prostitute or with a woman that he shouldn't be going with. Yov says, I've never allowed myself to do that because even the improper thought, ki hi zima, is a sinful thought. Vehu avon pelilim, and it's really a sin that should be taken to judgment. Ki esh hi al avadon tochel ad avadon tochel. Yov says, because the truth is that the thought of going for prostitution or the thought of going after women is really a fire. And it is a fire that consumes until it destroys everything. The fire, when a person allows his thoughts to wander in that direction, it's thoughts that burn. And just like a fire burns till it consumes, so too when a person allows these thoughts to burn in his heart, they don't stop till he feels like at least he's tried to fulfill his desire. People sometimes say, what's wrong if I look at pornography? I'm just looking. Says the Rambam, and this is really a Gemara, one of the most difficult sins to break away from is pornography. One of the most difficult sins to break away from is looking at things that one shouldn't look at, because a person says to himself, what did I do? I just saw. I just looked. That's why the Torah says, no, it's not I just looked. Looking is a sin. You're not allowed to look. That's why we say it at least twice a day, and really we say it three times a day. We say the Parsha of Shema. The Gemara says, why were Chazal insistent that we conclude the Parsha of Shema with the Parsha of Tzitzis? Because there are 10 concepts in the Parsha of Tzitzis that a Jew has to remind himself every single day, every morning and every night. Technically, we could have had a shorter Parsha to remember that we were taken out of Egypt. Technically, the Parsha of Tzitzis is there for the last pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hotzeisi Yischem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God. I took you out of Egypt. There are other important parshios that mention that. The parsha of having fair scales, being fair in business, not taking interest. We could have said any one of those. Chazal say there are 10 concepts that a Jew has to be reminded every day. And one of them is, V'lo tatu acharei levavchem v'acharei nechem. Don't go after your heart and eyes. The heart wants it. A normal human being wants it. A normal human being, his eyes are looking. Yes, it's normal. A guy's going on a bus. A guy's going in the street. There's an advertisement. He's on the internet. There's a pop-up. It's normal that a guy wants it. A guy who tells you he doesn't want it is one of two things. Either he's a liar or he's not normal. But if he's normal and he's not a liar, then he's going to want to do all of these things. There's nothing wrong with wanting it. The question is, what do we do with that desire? So the Torah tells us we have to control what we see. And Eov over here is telling us a very fundamental concept. Eov is saying, ki esh hi. Really, once a person allows the desire to develop within and he doesn't stop it, it's like a fire ad avadon tochel, it'll keep burning till it destroys him. A person, if he doesn't put out the fire in his heart, if he doesn't moshcheu lebet midrash, what do Chazal tell us? Hey, Chazal tells, "Im paga becham nuval ze." You meet up with this derelict, the Yetzer Hara, and he's trying to draw you. Pull him into the base medrash. The way to overcome him is pull him into the base medrash. There's external desire. A guy has a computer screen. A guy has what he's seeing on the street. So go into base medrash. Chazal didn't say a guy's going to sit at home, have the computer open, have his button on hand on the mouse, and overcome desire. Chazal didn't say that. They said, take your hand off the mouse, take your face away from the computer screen, and go to the base medrash. Don't stay home. Chazal didn't say, stay home and say, okay, I'll open a sefer. That's not going to work. Leave. Go to the base medrash. Mashcheu lebet midrash. Yes?
Not to go after the eyes and the heart. That's to fail to mere spiritual pressing down the one saying, even so I see it, I may not desire, and therefore I reject it. Or is it merely I close myself off everything that might lead my eyes or my heart away? Like living in a haredi ghetto where even a poster of a woman is already in me.
That in order to answer that question fairly, we need a longer conversation because there's a balance. and the world is off balance. And the question is, how do you maintain balance in a world that's off balance? Meaning it's very simple for me to give you the formula of the Talmud and say you could walk the streets and no one's telling you to get closed off into a ghetto. But today that our streets are brothels, that you can't stand in a bus stop and you don't see a woman in her lingerie, and you walk on a bus and a woman is dressed more immodestly than a woman would be in the time. We see more immodesty in 5 minutes a day than our grandparents saw their whole lives.
When the brothels of Joseph come to Egypt, while we, they get arrested in the red light district.
Right.
So the first thing they did was to go to the red light district and check out who the ruler of Egypt was.
No, the first thing they did in searching for Yosef was go to the red light district because they knew he was a good looking boy, and the Egyptians used good looking boys in their red light districts.
So the streets back in the day.
Right, but they were separate districts. And you see that the Jews in Egypt also lived in a ghetto. The Rishonim say that was a gift. So I'm saying before we address this question, we need to address so many other points. I can't do it justice in this format. Let's discuss it Thursday night. There's Hashem, not this Thursday. I think maybe this Thursday again we'll have a late night because this isn't in Shabbos. We'll see. Either this week or next week. So it needs discussion on many fronts.
So for me, I find it hard to just say that I made what wants us.
We didn't say, we said, don't let your desire develop. Want, everyone wants.
Right.
Everyone wants. It's not a question of what do you want or don't you want. It's a question of where do you let your thoughts wander.
Okay.
So Eov is saying, of course Eov wants. You know, everyone wants. Every normal human being wants. A human being is made of spiritual and physical, and the physical desires, the physical wants. The spiritual has to control the physical, and that's where Eov started off. I don't let my eyes lead my heart. My heart defines where my eyes go. And Eov continues and says, the critical point here is, a person shouldn't think I could start and not stop. It's like all those people that say, I won't be Shomer Negiah, but nothing worse is going to happen. I won't be Shomer Yichud, but nothing worse is going to happen. We're just going to sit on the couch together, but nothing worse is going to happen. Who are you kidding? Chazal said, no, you're not allowed to touch, you're not allowed to be alone. No. Chazal knew what they were talking about.
You're not allowed to sit on the couch.
It was a continuation of Yichud. assuming you're all alone and then you're on a couch. So, Ki eshi ad avadon tochel. Because the desire wants the thoughts of promiscuity or the thoughts of znut or the thoughts of adultery. Once those thoughts start within a person's mind, they are a fire ad avadon tochel, and they won't quiet down. Either he puts out the fire or they won't quiet down till they bring about destruction. Uvechol tivuati tisharesh. And therefore, he says, the fitting punishment is, if I've done any of this, let all my crops be destroyed. Let all my tevuah, all of my grain be uprooted. So Eov, he says, now God, judge me. What have I done wrong? Let's review the facts. I've never looked improperly. I've never touched improperly. I've never gone and done improperly. I deserve all these punishments if I had done that. Now, I don't know if there's a commentary here that goes into, did any of this happen? Meaning, we know Eov didn't do his end of it. But are these psukim an indication that the punishments did happen? Was his wife cheating on him? Was his wife being raped? Was his crops uprooted? Is Eov saying, all these punishments happened, but I didn't do the action that should have caused them? Or is Eov just saying, I never did it. Had I done it, I would deserve this. I'm not sure. The commentaries, I'm not familiar with the commentary here that overtly says whether this happened or not, which indicates to me that it didn't happen. Meaning Eov was impoverished, but it's not that his wife was taken out from under him. His wife seems to be with him. We know he's being beaten. This is the place where we have an indication that his wife might have been violated, but I don't know. I don't know over here if this indication is that this happened and Eov is saying I didn't deserve it, or Eov is saying, had I done any of this, I would have deserved it, but I don't. I'm an honest person. Eov is continuing to explain why he is an honest and good person and doesn't deserve any punishment. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Im emas mishpat avdi Vamati. Did I ever disgrace the court case of any of my servants? I don't owe them anything, and yet if they had a claim against me, I took it seriously. Derivam imadi. Even though I was in charge, if they had a claim, I took my servant seriously. I went with them to court. I respected them as people. Uma eese ki yakumel vechi yifkod ma ashivenu. Yov says, even though I don't owe them anything, they can't touch me. They're my servants. But I said, what will I do when God comes up against me? Justice is not only about survival of the fittest. Justice isn't about, well, if I'm strong enough, then my servants, I don't owe them any explanation. If my servants have a claim against me, I have to remember, Ma'eseki Akumel, what am I going to do when God takes me to task and says, Eov, were you fair to your servants? If they have a claim, I took it seriously. I said, well, the fact that they can't take the claim to court doesn't mean God won't take me to task. And I said, what will I do? Ki yakum el, when God comes up and takes me to task, v'chi yifkod, and when God takes an accounting of what I've done, ma shiven, what answer can I give him? So I said, okay, to ensure fairness, even for the claims of my servants, I went to court. Halova betin, oseini asahu, because he, and here we have a pasuk, which if only the human rights activists knew this pasuk. Eov is saying, what's the difference between me and my slave? You know, it's like Shakespeare's line, if you prick me, do I not bleed? Eov says, halova betin oseini asahu. In the womb, pasuk tetvav, lamed aleph tetvav, 31:15. In the womb, the same one who made me in my mother's womb made him in his mother's womb. Vaychunenu barechem echad. And we all come from the same womb originally. We all are descendants of Eve. So, hey, we're all brothers. We're all human beings. What's the difference between me and my servant? I owe him justice because he is a human being. Imemna mechefetz dalim veine almanah. Achale, did I ever withhold from the poor anything they wanted? Have I ever withheld from a widow whatever she asked me, I gave her? Ve'ochal piti levadi, ve'lo achal yatom mimena. Did I ever eat alone? Never. Have I ever had a meal where I didn't have orphans around my table? Never, says Eov. Every meal, I would never eat bread alone. Ki mine uchai. Gidelani che'av, because just like a lad is brought up from his youth, so too I have been raised with a trait of righteousness from my youth. I have maintained righteousness from the very time I was a teenager. Kimine urai, he's talking about himself. He says, from my youth, gidelani, I was brought up with the trait of righteousness, so to speak, brought me up ke'av, like a father. Umi betenimi anchena. And from the time I left my mother's womb, I went with this trait. I never left righteousness. So Eov is exaggerating, obviously. But Eov is saying, I did the best a human being can do. I was as kind a human being as you could ask for. Imere oved mi beli levush. Have I ever seen a person who wants to commit suicide? A person who is so poor he's got no clothes left. Ve'en kesut la'evyon. Or a person who had no clothing. Did I ever see a person like that and not dress him? Im lo verechu nicha latzav. Didn't he bless me? Didn't his clothes bless me because I dressed him? So he says, didn't his clothes bless me? Im lo verechu nicha latzav. Didn't that naked man's clothes bless me, which is a way of saying, I dressed him. Umigez kivasai yitchamam. And wasn't he warmed from the shearing of my sheep? The truth is, he was. I took my wool and I dressed him with it. I gave him the clothing. So Eov is in the middle of describing how righteous a life he's led, how he's done nothing wrong. And we have 20 more psukim of Eov's description of his righteousness. I think We'll call it a night, and Bezrat Hashem, next time, we'll try to finish Eov's speech, which is really bringing us to the conclusion of the book. So Bezrat Hashem, next time, we'll pick up here.